Welcome back. Joined now by our beloved Long Beach Armada, the new president, general manager, Dave Wellenzon is joining us. Dave, welcome to our show.
Thanks for inviting me.
And our familiar friend, Jay Klein, back for another round as assistant general manager of the Long Beach Armada. Jay, nice to see you again.
Thanks for having me, Art.
Dave, what are your plans? And by the way, Long Beach Armada is the professional baseball team here in town. I love the games. Low-cost baseball, low-cost hot dogs right in your backyard. Great product. But you're going to make some changes.
Well, we're going to make it more friendly, more family-friendly, and with the debacle that the Dodgers had, it was a pure coincidence, but we're decided we're not going to charge for parking anymore.
Wait a minute. Free parking?
Free parking. Why not? It's in our backyard. That stadium, beautiful Blair Field, 49 years old this year, right in the middle of Recreation Park. Why should we, the first thing we do when we invite you in is take money from you? No. Free parking.
Beautiful.
First come, first serve. You get there early, you get a better parking spot. And you walk right in, and you smell the popcorn, you smell the hot dogs, you have a cold beer, you have a cold pop, or soda, excuse me, you can tell I'm from the East Coast. And so it's all positives all the way until you get to that beautiful
field.
And
you're going to have this kid's $1 candy stand. What's
that
about?
Oh, that's good. I'm showing my age there. We're going to have a dollar candy store so that when parents come, and the kids say they want this, or I want, well, they're not going to have to reach in their pocket for a 10. They could reach in for a 1. And we're going to have 25 different variations of, well, it used to be penny candy when you were young.
Well,
it's dollar candy. It'll be dollar and all those different variations. Yeah. And so it'll be something that it'll be good for the kids, and the parents won't go broke doing it.
Jay, I know one of your important areas is marketing and sponsorships and getting groups out. How's that going this year?
It's going great. A lot better than it has in the past. We actually have Naples Rib Company, who's going to be doing all of our pregame group catering.
One of our quality sponsors, and I can vouch for Naples Rib, yeah.
That's right. And our group packages this year are going to start at $18. And the high end, the gourmet package, is $27. And that also includes a ticket. So take a look on our website. Take a look at those packages.
And so you encourage groups to buy $25, $50 tickets and come out as a group and enjoy the game. And it's a great way to enjoy the game with your buddies, whether it's firefighters, police, or your PTA or whatever. It's a great night out.
And if you're a business and you happen to purchase a group outing or a season ticket package, we will take the amount of tickets that you purchased in that group and donate the equivalent amount to the children's organization of your choice this year.
Wow, so that's a 2-for-1, Dave.
Yeah, we're trying to... You know, in businesses, they take the season tickets, they buy the season tickets, they put them in the drawer of the secretary, and they're never used.
Yep.
Well, we're saying we're not only going to remind you that you have those tickets, but we're going to say, what's your favorite charity? And we're going to make sure that that charity comes out. Kids who might not be at a ball game before are at the ball game. You know, if you come out with 50 kids and you say, look what we want to give these kids, we'll get a nice package of food for them.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. And one of the favorite nights, I mean, opening night is always a lot of fun, and your opening home game is June 13th, but July 3rd is fireworks night.
Yeah, we're in Fullerton on the 4th, so we're going to celebrate July 3rd. We're the only show in town that night, and we have they shoot the fireworks right into the park. So and it's our biggest. We allocate as much money as we have for that night. That's our big fireworks night.
That's wonderful. Now I know you're looking, as the movie goes, a few good men, but you're looking for a few good host families.
That's
Tell
right.
us about it. Why and how that works.
Well, the ball players, a lot of these guys are not from the area, Art, and so we try to put them up into people's homes. And so from now until the beginning of the season, we need about 5 more host families. And so basically, if you have a bedroom and a bathroom and time now between now and mid-August, we're looking for you guys. And if you can host a player, we're going to give you 4 free season tickets. We're also going to invite you to 4 exclusive events to have dinner with our players.
That's great. So if you're into baseball and you'd like to have a resident professional baseball player staying with you, the guest who came to dinner a few months, call up the number or the website at the end of the segment. What else would you like to say, Dave? Now, you're from the East Coast. You used to be in politics.
Mm-hmm.
You understand politics, and you worked with the House of Representatives. You also worked on the 96 Atlanta Olympics as the stadium site manager.
Yeah, I did the Olympic baseball. That was nice in
Atlanta.
That was
pretty exciting.
It was great. I mean, it was the year, unfortunate, of the bombing. You know, yeah, we had, so we went, it went on red alert. And so, but yeah, the bottom line is Atlanta did a great job that year. And it was a lot of fun. And it's, you know, the life of a baseball gypsy. I'm from Buffalo, New York.
Sure.
You can tell by my accent, which I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
One of the things,
don't have one either.
No, we don't. One of the things we want to do, and people looking at the camera right now, they can tell, And I can't remember the date exact, but we have bald guy night. And every person that comes to that ballpark, I'm the sole judge and jury. I stand out in front with a handful of tickets. And if you look like me, or you look like you're going to be like me, like you wouldn't get in free.
Okay.
Some of the guys behind me might get in free, but you wouldn't get in free. And I will. And so we have a stadium full of bald guys.
That is very, very funny.
Right.
You see a real potential, obviously, for this club. I mean, you decided to come out here and take this job. Tell us your vision of the future of the Armada.
Staying in Blair Field, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Blair Field next year. One of the things we're doing this year is having a great replica of the stadium. Long Beach is a great city.
Sure.
Long Beach is not L.A. Long Beach doesn't want to be L.A. Long Beach is a great city. They deserve professional baseball. And in a minor league setting, that stadium you folks have is a jewel. It's just a jewel. I've been all over the place. I've been to new ones, old ones, and this is a jewel.
I view it as a field of dreams. There's a magical quality to it. So we wish you total success in your new position here and continued success with you, Jay. And we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages. As a professor of ethics and legal studies at Long Beach State University, let me just comment on the Walker family and Farmers and Merchants Bank. It is, it's really so gratifying to see an institution that's endured for 100 years, embodies basic ethical values, and serves the community. And they walk the walk. And it's been my impression that privately owned companies, family companies, that embody the values often of the founder, are more ethical than public companies, which are subject to the MBA mentality and the needs of Wall Street and the push for quarterly earnings. So I applaud the fact that we have in Long Beach an entity such as Farmers and Merchants Bank, and we wish them continued success. We're so pleased that the rabbi could join us for tonight's show, and also our friends from the Long Beach Armada. They deserve your support. This is a great, great sports opportunity, and we hope you'll visit them as their season opens June 13th. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Laserfish. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.